Hopkins Junior High Intermediate. Good evening. This is Mark Laycock from Wichita State University. I'm looking forward to hearing you play tonight. Accompaniment maybe a little bit softer, maybe on the piano side, a mezzo piano, and first violins. Don't be afraid to play a little bit out here. I would like to hear that melody just a little bit more clearly. Make sure we're using the same amount of bow, the same part of the bow, first violins. Everyone's in charge of being a leader for the folks behind you. So concertmaster, first stand will set the example. Second stand, you follow. You're a leader for the third stand, and so on. And then principal players, make sure you're watching one another, especially when the music, your lines are similar, so that we can get the bow technique and style a little bit more unified. Make sure the pizzicatos are very relaxed. Stay on the back side of the beat. We don't want to rush. It's a good sound, violas. We could use more. It's written forte. A little bit more bow weight. Dig in. Lower half of the bow. First violins. Forte. A little bit lighter. Quarter note chords there. 27. Very nice. Be careful. We don't accent the staccato note on count three, but do accent the pizzicato on count four. Keep the bow moving. Keep the bow moving. Nice light bow for mezzo forte. But there needs to be a little more freedom in the sound. I feel like for many of us, the bow speed is a little slow here. Seconds, bring out those quarter notes. When you hear everybody else come to rest on a longer note and you have moving notes, even if they're just quarter notes, you want to bring them out. The audience can hear those. Don't be afraid to shape the melody a little bit. First violins, when you have those repeated G's, go ahead and crescendo a little bit. Great opportunity to build the phrase. Take a little more time. Watch your conductor, then poco ritardando. Got to really lead here, cellos. We need lots of sound. Heavier bow. Closer to the bridge. Nice crescendo there. Good, good. Dig in, seconds, come on, come on. Bring out those quarters. I see a lot of nice vibrato sprinkled throughout the orchestra. Well done. This is a great piece and a great movement to develop vibrato. Make sure that long note grows, it has life. Don't diminuendo just because it's a down bow. Good, nice diminuendo there. Good contrast and dynamic. Bring that out, violas. Seconds here. Make sure we sustain that fermata long enough. Maybe a little bit longer for that final cadence. It's a long note plus a fermata. I would say everybody but the first, a little bit lighter here so we can hear the melody. A little more sound, violas, come on. Nice crescendo there. Make sure that half note is held full value, first violins. Be proud of that. Strong ending. Make sure that tremolo on the downbeat of the last measure, that starts the crescendo, so make that tremolo build into those last two beats. But well done. Nice change of character for each movement of the suite, and expressively played. Well done. A nice, quiet ballad like this. We want to make sure we avoid open strings as much as possible. Use that fourth finger whenever you can. Careful not to rush those faster note values. Dotted quarter note, eighth note combination. Keep it nice and steady. In 3/4 time, we got to be very careful. If there's a half note followed by a quarter note, and make sure that we don't accent the quarter note, because we're using a faster bow speed. As we draw the bow back to the frog, we got to lighten the bow so that the volume stays consistent. We don't want that third beat to be accented if it's not written that way. Take that dotted half note all the way to the rest. Very long. There you go. Good, good, good. Nicely done. Beautiful chord at the end. Good. Really created a nice mood with that, a nice character. Again, expressive playing. Very impressive. Alan Silva, good stuff here. Good, nice attention to articulation, short, long. Good, nice. Again, especially with the fiddle tune like this, we want to make sure that we're in the same part of the bow all across the orchestra. We have similar material. Nice crescendo, D, stop, stop, D, stop, stop. Make sure those up bow eighth notes are really clean, separated. Nice job, cello bass. Good sound. Could use a little more of the pizzicato here. You don't need to worry about overbalancing the melody because the pizzicato decays instantly. So a little more energy. Upper strings at 26. Nice crescendo there from mezzo forte. There, pretty good. Again, same part of the bow for these staccato eighths. Good, well done, well done. Nice. Tempo fluctuation. Good uniform rhythm. Excellent. Good. Strong ending. Marcato style there, the last couple of bars. Folks, good work. Impressive program tonight. Keep up the great work. Listen to your director. Obviously, you're getting some excellent instruction. principal players encourage you to really be leaders in this group, to help with bowing, to help make sure that we're all in the same part of the bow, and to just take care of, look after your sections, make sure people are practicing and doing what they need to do. Pleasure hearing you today. Hope to hear you again soon.